A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding you through knowledge's light.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. Respected viewers, please recite after me. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We welcome you once again in our program, The Knowledge and Wisdom. In this program, we discuss various topics and we try and gather pearls of knowledge and wisdom. Today, our topic will be our attachment with the Quran in the light of a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran from Surah Al-Baqarah. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. I would encourage you to ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. Inshallah, Azzawajal, it will not only benefit you in this dunya, but this knowledge will also benefit you in the hereafter. You can also make as many good intentions as possible, because making good intentions is very important. In my Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, always remind us to do this. It is a saying of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Afdalul Amali Al-Niyyatu Sadiqah. Another part of the hadith which says, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So we should make good intentions, inshallah. We should correct our intentions. I make this intention, I will be delivering this speech for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching, you can make this intention. You will watch from start to end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah is not shy of stating anything in relating an example, whether it is even a mosquito or above that. In any case, the believers know that this is the truth from their Lord. And as for the disbelievers, they say, what did Allah mean by this example? Allah misguides many through it and He guides many through it. And with it, He only misguides the disobedient. Respectful, first of all, before we proceed ahead towards the detailed tafsir and commentary of this verse, inshallah, and what Madani pearls, what knowledge and wisdom what we can attain from this verse, I would like to just mention this point, the word haya here used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it mean? Modesty, haya, can be defined as a feeling which deters one from an action due to fear of humiliation. This meaning obviously does not apply to Allah Almighty. Hence, what would it mean? Here, the expression here means not refraining from stating examples. So here, that's what it means, haya. When we would refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then another important fact here, what we learn regarding the misguidance from the Quran. The fundamental purpose of the Quran is guidance. However, many become misguided due to rejecting, mocking, or misinterpreting the Quran. This is the contextual understanding of misguidance through the Quran. Inshallah, we will now talk about this very verse in detail. Now, let's talk about Shani Nuzul, reason of this verse's revelation. Quran Kareem, Furqan Hameed, at some places rejects the false beliefs and ideologies of non-believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rejected these false beliefs and ideologies and, by stating even examples of a spider's web or mosquito. When Quran was revealed and Quran challenged the humanity to bring even a chapter like it, even a verse like Quran. Allahu Akbar. But nobody was able to bring a single verse like Quran. When they were not able to do that, so in return what they did was, they starting objecting the verses of the Holy Quran. So that's what you do when you don't have no proofs, no dalail. So that you end up just objecting for no reason. So that's what they did, the non-believers. They started objecting the verses of the Holy Quran, and they said that if this is a divine revelation, a book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a kalam of Rabb Azza wa Jal, then why does it talk about small creatures like spider web or mosquito? Why such examples they have been mentioned? It is such a big kalam, and why these small examples are mentioned in it? And they said this is against the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why this kalam is not the word of Allah. This is not the divine revelation of Rabb Azza wa Jal. This was their objection. And in response to their objection, this very verse was revealed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is not shy of stating. Now here, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not shy of stating, mentions ahead. أَنْ يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا. In relating an example, whether it is even a mosquito or above that. So Allah is not shy of stating anything in relating an example, whether it is even a mosquito or above that. So examples are to make things clear for understanding. If you would like to refer something very exalted and big, then definitely example would be according to that. And if you're talking about something very small and minor, then example would be accordingly. Hence, the example of non-believers is not justified at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a hakim and mutlaq, and he's not shy of relating anything in relating an example. Now let's talk about two groups which have been mentioned in this very verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. In any case, the believers know that this is the truth from their Lord. So Allah is praising the believers that they do not object when they study Quran, when they read Quran. Instead, they accept it as a word of Allah and they try and understand it. Whereas non-believers, what they do? وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. And as for the disbelievers, they say, what did Allah mean by this example? This is the practice of non-believers when they study Quran. They do not try and understand it. Rather, they start objecting the verses of the Holy Quran. So where there are so many other wisdoms in mentioning these examples in the Holy Quran, one of them is that يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. Allah misguides many through it, and He guides many through it. Hence, these examples mentioned in the Holy Quran are the yardsticks. And those they study, Ahl Iman, believers, and they try and understand the meaning of that. What message does it contain? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing? They accept it and they try and understand and they refresh their faith and they strengthen their Iman. Whereas there are certain people who study such examples and instead of understanding why they have been mentioned, what is the wisdom behind these examples, they start objecting. And instead of receiving guidance, they are misguided. And further it was mentioned, وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. And with it, He only misguides the disobedient. Allah, these are the consequences of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person crosses limits, then he becomes such unfortunate that he is not able to receive guidance from a book which has been sent for guidance. May Allah protect us. Hai badmast gunahon mein hue ahle watan, یا خدا سب کو عطا نیک ہدایت فرما. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Now let's find out what lessons we learn from this very verse of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 26. The very first thing what we learn, that we should not shy in learning Quran and Hadith, Deen, religion. Not only learning, but also teaching others. We should not hesitate. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah is not shy of stating anything in relating an example, whether it is even a mosquito or above that. So explaining an example is to explain the knowledge. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not shy, why shall we shy away in learning and teaching Deen Islam? No doubt, as I earlier explained, when the word haya is referred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is different. And the word, when it will be said for us, it will be different. But we need to understand the fact that we should not shy away in learning and teaching the Holy Quran. If there is some haq, truth is there, we should not shy away mentioning that haq, that truth. There are sometimes such Islamic rulings where we hesitate to learn or explain others. We should not shy away in doing so. Because Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan and Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam did not hesitate mentioning those masail, those Islamic rulings. There were certain Islamic rulings. Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam, they mentioned, and then Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam said, no doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not shy of stating the truth. Hence I am also explaining you, mentioning these masail. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ meant by saying this. Once a sahabiyya, a female companion, radiallahu ta'ala anha, she came in the court of Rasulullah ﷺ to ask an Islamic ruling regarding taking bath. And she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not shy off mentioning the truth. Hence, I have come here to ask you. One day, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, and he mentioned a mas'ala, Islamic ruling regarding breaking the wudu. And after mentioning this Islamic ruling, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and said something where Rasulullah alayhi salatu salam did not shy away in stating, I also does not shy away in explaining. Meaning, explaining such Islamic rulings, it's not immodesty. Rather, it is, in fact, modesty. Had it been immodesty, Rasulullah ﷺ wouldn't have mentioned these masail, these Islamic rulings. So here, there is a verse for us. We should also learn that. If we have to learn about ghusl, wudu, what is the Islamic method of taking bath, the masail relating purity, taharat, we should not shy away learning them masail, these Islamic rulings. We should not hesitate. We should ask. And if ulama, they are mentioning, we should not hesitate to learn those Islamic rulings. Now, what could be the consequences of this if we hesitate? For example, if you did not learn the masail of ghusl and you did not become pak and pure, you did not know what is the right method of taking bath, how to do ghusl according to Islamic method and way, and what will happen? You will not become pak. You won't become pak and pure. You will not be able to enter in a masjid. You will not be able to touch Quran. You will not be able to offer salah. And you'll be deprived of many good deeds. These are the basics of Islam. We should not hesitate and shy away learning such masail, such Islamic rulings. Alhamdulillah, many of you have Dawat Islami, they travel in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where these basics of Islam are taught. Muballighin of Dawat Islami, ulama, scholars of Dawat Islami, they do not shy away in explaining such masail. Our imams, ulama, scholars, they explain, we should go and learn such masail. They are the fundamentals of Islam. This is very important in the chapter of worship. It's very basic. We need to learn. Should not hesitate. And this is a responsibility of a father to teach these masail at an appropriate age to his son. And mother should teach such Islamic rulings at appropriate age to her daughter. And inshallah, through this, modesty will be there, as well as we will also learn and teach these masail and Islamic rulings. Another lesson what we learn from this very verse is, there were two groups mentioned. One were non-believers and other were believers. So the first group, which was mentioned regarding non-believers, when they study such examples in the Holy Quran, they start objecting and they say, مَاذَا أَرَاضَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا? What did Allah mean by this example? The second group is of Ahle Iman, the believers. And they are fortunate ones when they study such examples in the Holy Quran, or they listen and they believe in it. And for them it is mentioned, فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. In any case, the believers know that this is the truth from their Lord. So, from here what we learn is, a person who listens something and then he tries to understand what is being said, instead of objecting, that person is a good person. And that person who listens and starts objecting without any effort of understanding it, he is following the footsteps of non-believers. Many people in our society who don't try to understand the fact, the actual meaning, the actual wisdom behind anything, and they start objecting on everything what they hear or listen. Especially when these are the matters of deen in Islam, there are people, they're very brave to talk about it, astaghfirullah, object. The matters relating Islam, masail, Islamic rulings, they don't think twice what they're doing. Instead of learning, instead of understanding, what does it mean, what is the wisdom behind, they start objecting. All they do is objection, nothing else. So they should think, who are they following in this regard? Just remember this ruling in your mind. We will ask question, will not object. Question is a key to knowledge. It is a good thing. We should always ask question if we don't know, but not with an intention to object, rather to understand. Alhamdulillah, respected viewers of Madani Channel, we learned a verse from Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 26, where we learned many lessons. But definitely there is so much more to learn. We will talk about in our next part of this episode, our attachment with the Holy Quran. That's all for today. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Keep watching Madani Channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. A treasure of wisdom, a wealth of insight. Guiding you through knowledge's light. Guiding